Om Shanti. I become very still and choose not to hear the sounds outside of this room. I just observe everything and then gradually I become introverted, facing inwards. I am totally with myself. All thoughts, the body, the external world, all are fading away in the distance. I am in my space of solitude. I have become a Ekantvasi. I love this solitude. And I value this time I have exclusively for myself. I am totally concentrated on the self. The self, the living consciousness, the Chaitanya star, I, the living star of this earth, I'm sparkling. I visualize and feel my unique sparkle. It is very special. My sparkle lights up the whole world. The world is in darkness, and I, the tiny soul, gives light to it. How is the sparkle of me, the soul? Is it bright? Is it dim? Is it dull? It all depends on my stage and where I am at the present moment in time. Today, Baba said that the stars in the sky never change, but the sparkle of us souls changes. The sparkle comes from purity. Baba has told me that I gradually became Tamo Pradhan. But now, having met Baba, the Supreme Soul, I am moving towards being Sathopradhan. I can feel that I am moving forward. Sometimes I might be down, but then I quickly come up. So actually, I am ascending. I might be intelligent, and there are many intelligent souls in the world. But how is my intellect? Is it clear? Is it clean? Is it full of spiritual knowledge? Is there wisdom in my intellect? Baba said, "He has come to make us sensible." Sensible is the one who, when he finds the truth, stays with the truth. A sensible one is never deceived by falsehood. I am becoming sensible. The most sensible of all are Lakshmi and Narayan, the first man and the first woman. I visualize myself as those sensible beings. When I am sensible, I make the right decisions. I do not have waste thoughts or unnecessary thoughts. I have faith in the drama. Scenes change. Sometimes slowly, and I am aware. But often they change quickly and suddenly, and I am caught unawares off guard. Ever ready means to be always ready for any scene in drama. That scene might be connected to me, to any other soul, or a situation. Do I really understand and believe that this trauma is beneficial. Do I have full faith when Baba says this drama is predestined? Do I question him? Today Baba said, when we watch a limited play and we watch it again the next day, we are sure that the same scene will be repeated. When we watch a movie and we like it, we watch it again and again, the scenes are the same. If the scenes were different, maybe we would not like to watch that movie again. Some people watch the same play and the same movie 10 times. What about my play, my movie? How many times have I played this role? Today Baba said, innumerable times, countless times. I can't even begin to imagine it. So let me think about it, that this role that I am playing in this birth, which I am aware of, I have played it over and over. Because the soul contains the part. The part is never erased. At the right time, the right part plays. Imagine you have a CD recording and you want to hear a certain song, and you know what number it is. You press the button and the number and the song plays. Similarly, I play the same song at the same time, the same part. There's nothing surprising about it. I might say I do not like this part, but it's a part that I myself chose before. Consciously or unconsciously. I, the soul, sit in solitude and think deeply about these things. I am on an amazing journey. The journey of 84 births. when I think about these things deeply, then my intellect, which has become like stone, slowly starts to becoming divine. Divine to an extent that nothing affects it. Rather, my divine intellect influences others. I become Paras from Pathar, Paras from stone. How happy am I that I am becoming divine Paras again? Baba told me today that when I left home, the land of peace, and came down to start my role, my battery was completely full. I had a lot of power and purity. And then, as I continued to play different roles in different births, the battery gradually got used up. I didn't know what was happening. And I was trying to probably charge myself by connecting to the wrong sources, and nothing worked. Maybe I got charged just a little with some happiness by a soul, but quickly discharged again. Let me think. How long does the charging with a human or a place last? And how long does my deep charging with Baba last? Baba is the supreme battery, the powerhouse. I can plug into him anytime, anywhere. All souls are discharged batteries. They can give me a little or nothing. So let me be wise and only connect myself to the Supreme Powerhouse. after getting charged by him, I am careful that I do not get unnecessarily discharged during the day. When I watch any scene or anyone's part, with which vision do I watch? Am I a detached observer? Or do I allow that scene or that person to discharge me? No matter how much happiness there is still left in this world, compared to the golden age, Baba says, this is unlimited sorrow. I, the soul, am at the confluence age. I have moved away from the land of sorrow. I am facing the land of happiness and contentment. The whole day, in my intellect, how much, how long do I remain in the land of peace and the land of happiness? Do I allow myself to be caught up by everything that is happening around me? As much as we love the Father, Baba says, we have the same love for the home. The Father is in the home. Let me remind myself that it's time soon to go home. And so, I do not invest any thoughts or feelings in this old world. I invest everything in the future. Let me check my happiness throughout the day. When happiness goes away, it means I am getting discharged. The battery is reducing. I connect to Baba as many times as I can during the day. But that connection has to be wholesome, of good quality. if I'm charging a phone and speaking at the same time, the charging would take much longer. The best would be to shut it off. So when I remember Baba and plug into him, at least for those few moments, I cut off from everything else. The charging will be faster. Am I completely with myself now? Is my mind with me?